6 of the MLS Aces podcast is here, and it feels like we were just recording just a few hours ago for episode 25. My name is Tom Sweezy. Joined with me is Riley McManus. Riley, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a great day.
It is a phenomenal day, and sadly we're not going to talk about the MLS games that happened in week 16 of the MLS season. It's okay, but because we're going to switch things up, we're going to get things a little exciting, and we had our Eastern Conference draft a few episodes ago.
Long-awaited.
And we have now the long-awaited Western Conference draft, so I know you're all listening, I know you're all excited, and we hope you guys enjoy it. We hope you guys enjoy the switch-up from the just talking about the games that occurred.
And the people who just switched off because we're not talking about soccer this week, see you next week.
We're still technically talking about soccer. We're talking about MLS.
We're not talking
players.
About games that actually is going to happen.
No, but we're going to have a little fun this episode.
You
and
are?
Yeah, Western Conference draft is totally fun. And Riley, this episode and this draft does have a sponsor. Do you know who it's sponsored by?
Am I supposed to?
Yeah, because you're reading it.
We had it first.
Yeah.
We had him first by like a couple months, so screw you.
We're destroying podcasts left and right over here.
Yeah.
And
so
thank
we
you,
have
Lisa.
A, we have a draft.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. And we're going to move on to the draft. And we're, you know, it's going to, like, again, gonna like last week's going to be a pretty quick episode. But we're going to go through a draft. Me and Riley are going to go back and forth picking players from the Western Conference in Major League Soccer. Injuries do not count, so there are some players who are injured right now. We can pick them, and they would technically start for our team. And we just
can't... It's the fantasy world, guys. It's the fantasy world.
Fantasy world. And we just technically can't... The only thing we can't do is pick a player that someone else already picked. So, Riley, are you ready?
No, but let's go.
I know you're not ready. So, since Riley had the number one overall pick in the Eastern Conference draft, I'm going to take the number one overall pick in the Western Conference draft. And with the first pick, I am going to go with Mr. Jovan Jones of the Seattle Sounders. I knew it.
Dang it.
Was that the guy you wrote down?
Yeah.
Number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Jovan Jones, best left back in the league.
Oh.
So while Riley's angry over there, I'll describe why I picked Jovan Jones and then let him
I'm
pick.
Shook, as the kids are saying now. I'm
he
shook.
He is the best left back in the league. He is a national team starter, and the guy plays awesome on defense. He pushes up into the attack. Really great passer, so that's why I picked Jovan Jones.
With the number two overall pick in the Western Conference draft, I select the right back from the Houston Dynamo, A.J. Del Garza.
De La Garza, that was one of my top picks for fullback right there.
That was my right back pick. And he can also transition to a center back if need, because that's what he played with the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
So right on.
So obviously, like we did with the Eastern Conference, Riley and I are going fullbacks first, because that's the weak spot in all Major League Soccer lineups is the fullback.
It's a skimpy position.
It's a very skimpy position.
It's like a Vegas pool party.
So, so I hate you. So, with the third overall pick and my first pick of the second round in the Western Conference draft, I'm going with my starting right back, who can play left back. We had him on as a podcast interviewee, and that is going to be Mr. Nick Lima of the San Jose Earthquakes.
Hashtag rookie of the year.
Hashtag potentially rookie of the year.
So, if you're going there, I'm going to go central midfielder.
Ooh, okay.
Fourth overall pick.
Don't do it.
Central midfielder.
Wait, don't do it. No.
From the Los Angeles Galaxy.
Okay, I'm okay. Okay.
Romain Alessandrini.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I had Alessandrini high, but why'd you pick him?
Because he's good.
Okay, well, can we get a little more in-depth knowledge into he's good?
Romain Alessandrini has performed and showed out for the LA Galaxy this year. He's been just what LA needed in the time where they lost a lot of big names. They lost Robbie Keane. They lost Bruce Arena. They lost... Giovanni Dos Santos to injury. They lost to Giassi Zardes to injury. Steven Gerrard's no longer there. And they needed a pick-me-up and a fresh face from Europe to come in and save them. Romain Alessandrini hasn't exactly saved them, but they're still good. And he is a fantastic midfielder in Major League Soccer.
And We're on to the third round, and I have a left
Fifth
back,
pick.
right back, you have a right back and a midfielder. My fifth pick in the Western Conference draft is going to be center defensive midfielder, star for the U.S. men's national team, Kellen Acosta.
Yep, he's on the board.
Yep, and he's off your board right now.
And you can hear last episode why Tom picked him. Just for the sake of time, I'm going to move on to the sixth overall pick in our Western Conference draft.
I love you, Kellen.
He is a central attacking midfielder for the Portland Timbers.
Oh, God.
He is from Argentina.
Oh, God.
His name is Diego Valeri, a central attacking midfielder star
that
for the Rose
hurt.
City Reds.
That one hurt. Diego Valeri is a solid number 10. He's arguably the best number 10 right now in Major League Soccer. Great pick. But I'm going to have to go with a teammate of his for my next pick.
Yep.
And I don't think it's the one you're thinking of. I don't think it's the one you're thinking of. I'm going to have to go with the big 6'4" man up top, Mr. Fernando Adi.
Right.
With my,
I expected that.
You didn't? Well, I needed a striker. I think Adi's the best one in the West. And the dude is a physical beast, and he will score plenty of goals for my team.
Well, I'm going to go with a teammate of theirs.
And this is the one I think I know who it is.
He was a Libyan-born man.
Yeah.
Who plays for the United States of America.
Taking all my
17
picks.
Caps. One goal for the U.S., but more importantly, he plays for the Portland Timbers off the left wing. His name is Dalton Nagbe.
Mm-hmm.
With the eighth overall pick.
That one hurt a little bit. Okay. Since I'm down to some options here, I'm going to go with a guy who can play striker, but he is going to play the number 10 position for me. He is your favorite player, Riley.
Dom Dwyer.
He can't play number 10. That okay, you got me there for a second. He is Seattle Sounders striker, Mr.
Right.
Clint Dempsey.
I thought you were going to be ironic and say, hell, he's your favorite player.
No. I got Dempsey as my number 10. As of right now, he's my number 10 that I want.
Hey, speaking of number 10s,
yeah.
You know who my 10th overall pick is?
Who?
This man is bald.
Bald. I'm lost already.
Center back.
Bald center. Oh, does he play for a team out in California?
He plays for the Los Angeles Galaxy. Jelly Van Damme.
Having a down year, but still solid talent.
He's a good, solid center back.
I'm not denying
in the Western Conference.
Not denying it at all. Very good player.
And he has come in and performed well. Same reason, kind of Romain Alessandrini. Lost a lot of big pieces this year, but he has filled in very nicely.
And I think I'm going to have to go with the center back, too. And I'm going to go with last year's Defensive Player of the Year, Mr. Matthew Hedges.
You know, I didn't want him.
You didn't want the best.
I didn't want him anyways.
The best defender in MLS.
I got one. I already got the best defender in MLS.
Who?
He hasn't been selected yet.
Okay.
So the 12th overall pick.
Yep.
So let's see. I have a right back, a center back, a number 10,
and two central midfielders.
A number 8 and a left winger.
Yeah.
I guess I have to go center back again.
Finishing up the back line, well, the potential back line.
Well, I mean, I have to have a left back eventually because you took mine.
You could go 3-man back. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, nope.
Okay.
He is the starting left back for Sporting Kansas City. He just had a child in January, and you don't pronounce his name correctly. It's Matt Beasler.
Matthew Beasler, good. solid pick. I mean, you got Beasler, Van Damme, De La Garza so far on the back line. I like it. I think your back line's come together pretty nicely. Let's see what I have. I have a left back in Jones, a right back in Lima, defensive midfielder in Acosta, a cam in Dempsey, a center back in Hedges, and a striker in Adi. I think I have to go with a central midfielder because I should probably try to, have one of them on the roster.
Maybe.
And I'm going to go with Mr. Nico Lodero from the Seattle Sounders.
Yeah.
Okay. The dude came in hot last year for the Sounders, and he's going to link up well with Dempsey on my team and Jovan Jones on the left. So, Nicolas Lodero.
For my 14th pick, or my 7th pick, the 14th overall pick, I think I'm going to go with the right midfielder.
Okay, you have Alessandrini and Valeri and Nagby.
He is a new arrival to MLS. And he plays in Rose City. He's been a little man. He has little man syndrome. And he's just been phenomenal so far.
I'm very mad that you're about to pick him.
Sebastian Blanco.
Yeah.
His last name means white in Spanish. The right midfielder for the Portland Timbers, and now my right midfielder for a team name that has not been decided yet. But my colors are purple and gold.
All right, you have a lot of midfielders so far, and that one hurt a little bit that you took.
I only have four.
But you don't. Okay, you also don't have like a number six. I'm a little confused, but that's not my problem to work with. I am going to have to take a center back to finish up my back line. I'm going to go with a back four, and my center back is going to be the big man out of Vancouver, and that is Mr. Kendall Waston to play next to Matt Hedges.
I like it.
I think the back line's pretty solid, but
I'm currently scourging the internet for a left back.
For a left back. Would you like me to give you a left back?
No, I do not want you to give me, because that is tampering.
Okay.
That's fine. That's against the rules, all right? No help.
Do you want a hint?
No. I'm going with a forward.
Okay.
Because I haven't got one of those yet.
I was about to slip in a hint.
The year was 2059.
Remember we talked about this? I said if there was one player you took, I'd be really mad at you because I don't want either of us to have him. I know who this is about to be, and God, do I hate this pick.
The year was 2059. And for the San Jose Earthquakes, he is scoring 8 to 10 goals every MLS year. He's a man who missed the biggest shot in U.S. men's national team history. His last name's hard to spell. They misspelled it 1 year, and he scored a hat trick on his jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We hate when he's called up,
mm-hmm.
but we love it when he scores.
Yep.
Where's the number 18 for the U.S.? Where's the number 8 for the club in blue? It's Mr. Chris Wondolowski, a.k.a. Wando.
That was the worst pick of the draft. I'm not even acknowledging
eight
that
to,
you did
eight
that.
8 to 10 goals.
I'm not acknowledging that you just made that pick. I'm going to go with the 9th round, the 17th overall pick, and it is going to be a midfielder out of FC Dallas. That is Mr. Michael Barrios. And holy shit, I just remembered a player we have both of us completely forgot about, and I know you forgot about him too.
Who?
I can't say because I'm going to draft him next, and I'm going to work with it.
Is he from FC Dallas?
No.
That was the worst no in the history of this podcast. I know exactly who he is. He's on my board, but I elected not to take him.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
I need a left back, a number six.
You need a left back, a number six, and it looks like another striker and a goalkeeper, which we both haven't taken. Do you need help with the left backs, though? I can.
No, I'm on my phone. I'm looking at my draft board. I only have one left back on it, which, in fairness, was a bad idea to begin with. So I'll probably take a number six.
He played in 5 World Cups.
I'm looking for youth.
Okay. Right. Well, there's not many youthful left backs.
I guess I'll go with I'm going with a goalkeeper.
Oh, okay. We're getting that done out of the way.
Stefan Fry from the Seattle Sounders.
What? You know who plays in... Okay, never mind. Okay, Stephen Fry.
He had that save in MLS Cup. And then he also had a save against the same dude he saved against MLS Cup in the regular season game. Get out of here with that, all right?
Okay, that's fine.
Don't at me.
Okay. Can I move on to my 10th round pick?
Have the floor.
Alright, my 10th round pick is the guy who I just forgot about until 5 seconds ago when I made the pick for Michael Barrios, and that is his FC Dallas teammate, Mr. Mauro Diaz.
Yeah, I had him on my board.
The best, 16th. I completely forgot about him. The best number 10 in Major League Soccer. I forgot about him because he hasn't played a game in almost a year.
Frick, I just remember Colorado's on the West.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Timothy Howard plays on the West.
Like, there's another goalkeeper in the West. So both Riley and I are forgetting players, but... And my number 10 pick is going to be Mauro Diaz. I'm going to have to move some players around, but I'm okay with it. Riley, what's your number 10 pick? You need a left back, and it looks like a number 6.
Okay. So I'm going to be like Bruce Arena. I'm going to make players play positions they don't play.
More like Jurgen Klinsmann?
No, but one player in particular that Bruce is really trying to get to play a defensive position. He has long hair. He rocks the man bun.
Oh.
His name is, of course, Graham Zuzi.
What position is he playing for you?
Left back.
Okay.
He does pretty well right back for the U.S. And
I can't tell you pretty how much the same. You could switch your fullbacks.
It's not DeMarc. I'm not going DeMarcus Beasley. As
no,
much as I love DeMarcus
I'm saying
Beasley.
You could switch your fullbacks. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that.
The last round of the Western Conference draft, I've gone through my entire team. I need a goalkeeper. Riley said a name before that I am not going to go with. I am not going with Tim Howard because I don't want to take Tim Howard. I don't want to take Nick Raimondo. I don't want to take David Bingham. I'm not. Those guys are not going onto my team. I'm going to go with the most impressive goalkeeper so far in 2017 in Major League Soccer. He is from my hometown. I love him. Mr. Tim Melia out of Sporting Kansas City.
Okay.
Solid pick, I know. Everyone's cheering along that pick, I know. That's a great pick.
Well, I can only hear you, so.
Yeah, it's me. I'm everyone.
I have arrived at a decision. The 22nd overall pick in the draft. My captain.
Your captain's your last pick? Solid.
My captain. Captain, oh captain, they say. He's an MLS Cup champion. Staple. Anchor in the Seattle Sounders midfield.
Oh, okay.
Number
I,
6.
I forgot about him.
Ozzie Alonso.
Ozzie Alonso is a solid pick. I forgot about so many players in the West while doing this. Do you have your team written down, Riley, or would you like me to kind of throw out your starting 11?
I have it memorized.
Okay. I'll say my starting 11, and then you can go for your starting 11. In net, I have Mr. Tim Melia of Sporting Kansas City. My left back is Jovan Jones of the Seattle Sounders. My center backs are Matthew Hedges and Kendall Watson of FC Dallas and Vancouver Whitecaps, respectively. My right back is Mr. Nick Lima, who can also fill in at left back for me. My number six is Kellen Acosta of FC Dallas. My two midfielders are going to be Michael Barrios of FC Dallas and Nicholas Ladero of the Seattle Sounders, with my number 10 being Mauro Diaz of FC Dallas. My two strikers up top is going to be Captain America, Mr. Clint Dempsey, and the best forward, I think, in the Western Conference, Mr. Fernando Adi of the Portland Timbers. That is going to go up against Riley's starting 11 of...
Stephen Fry.
Yes.
In goal. Left back, Graham Zuzi. Center back, Matt Beisler. Other center back, Jelly Van Dam.
Mm-hmm.
Right back, AJ De La Garza.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, the captain, Ozzie Alonso.
Yes.
Left midfielder, Darlington Nagbe will tuck in for Graham Zuzi flanking up the left.
Okay.
Right, Sebastian Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
The Atomic Ant.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not the Atomic Dam. No, my number eight, and kind of like, I guess it'll be a diamond, but like a bottom part.
Okay.
So like a five-part diamond, but the other part doesn't have where to go, so it just like hangs behind the bottom part.
Well, you're rocking with five midfielders, I'm letting you know that.
Yeah, I know. Romain Alessandrini.
Mm-hmm.
At the center midfield part, number eight, he'll go out to the right and wherever Valeri isn't, because Valeri is my number 10, of course, because he's the best number 10 in MLS. And my forward is Chris Wondolowski, because he's the dude.
Because you had to make that pick.
Had to, just make you mad. And plus, I kind of like Chris Wondolowski when he doesn't wear a U.S. shirt and doesn't sit on the bench.
Well,
he doesn't take up roster spots.
Guys, you heard our starting 11s of our Western Conference draft. Email us, tweet at us.
Twitter poll will be up.
Twitter poll will be up, and I'm also going to post this on Instagram like I did for the Eastern Conference draft. Please let us know who you think would win. Just a little fun switching up from the daily routine. And Riley, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for hiring me. Like, I'm showing up for work. You don't really have to thank me.
Just thanking you for coming along and having a fun draft.
By the way, happy silver anniversary. We did 25 shows together.
Yeah, it was 25. It was last week. Today was 26, Riley. Love it. Love having you on. Thank you guys for listening, and have a great day.